Rincewind waved his hat in the air just as the horses came past. After a while, the dust settled. He got back onto his feet and walked unsteadily through the bushes until he found the cart where it had come to rest. The horses watched him warily. It wasn't a huge cart to be pulled by 8 horses, but both they and the cart were covered with so much wood, leather, and metal, they probably didn't have much energy to spare. Spikes and studs covered every surface. The reins led not to the usual seat, but into holes at the front of the cart itself. This was roofed over with more wood and ironmongery, bits of old stove, hammered-out body armour, saucepan lids, and tin cans that had been stamped flat and nailed on. Above the slot where the reins went in was something like a piece of bent stovepipe poking through the cart's roof. It had a watchful look.
Hello? Said Rincewind. Sorry if I scared your horses.
In the absence of any reply, he climbed up an armoured wheel and looked at the top of the cart. There was a round lid that had been pushed open.